Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting 7th. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards first. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Duncan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Josephson and Alomar drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rudy. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing left field. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Josephson reaches third base with a triple. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Gary Peters. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraus bunts towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. Monday moves to second. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Ward reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Josephson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is walked intentionally. Berry moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Dick Green. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Lewis steals third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Donaldson pinch hits for Lou Kraus. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Donaldson now playing second base. Jack Aker now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney scores. Melton moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and has Melton trapped. Aker throws to third, and Bando tags Melton for the out. Barry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 5 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Barry moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 5 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry scores. Hansen moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Aparicio scores. May moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Woody Held pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Bob Locker now pitching. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNerney. Gosger moves to third. Monday moves to second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.